A gracious good afternoon. This is Miss Tomlin of your telephone company. How may I, in all humble servitude, be of assistance? You're trying to reach your husband at his office and keep getting a busy signal. Well, perhaps he's using his instrument. An hour and a half. Well, I will check to see if there is mechanical failure. Mrs. Norman, that phone is in usage. Your husband is making an overseas call to Korea, I believe. Oh, he was stationed there during the war. Must have been lonely for you. Just a minute, let me listen now. Mr. Norman and some woman are talking about your son in Korea. Oh, excuse me, Mrs. Norman, but Bok Choi seems a strange name for a boy from Pleasantville. You say you don't have a son in Korea? Well, that's odd. Mr. Norman does. Oh, no. Oh, Mrs. Norman. Oh, Mrs. Norman, I am so sorry. Oh, I am so sorry that you had to learn it this way. But we at the phone company do like to keep families in touch. No. Mrs. Norman, listen to Ernestine. Turn off the gas. I'll plug you into his line and you can hear every word the bastard's saying. Listen. Oh? Can you hear all right? Oh, did you hear that? The things they do in Korea you wouldn't even think of doing here. No, Mrs. Norman, I've got a great idea. Mrs. Norman, believe me, it's just like a man. They're all animals. Let me call up my cousin. He's a divorce lawyer. We can hook Mr. Norman before he gets off the line. Henry, this is Ernestine. I've got a live one for you. The wife, she's a wonderful woman. I've got her on hold. The husband, I'm not too sure. I think he's with the government. Seems very active in foreign relationships. I'll hook it up so you can get a voice print to use in court. Mrs. Norman, I'm back. Listen, I think we can get you the house, the car, half the business, and the kid in Korea. No. Mrs. Norman, no, don't thank me, dear. Nonsense. It'll be on your next bill.